on Kufches Amin Aleph, the well-known Mishnah of Tipas Chalav. The Mishnah says what? Tipas Chalav. Good. Rashi. Okay, good. Imesh Babinosin Tam. I'm going to draw something in a second. Imesh Babinosin Tam. Ba'osa Chaticha, Kolomar.
Kolomar, in Ota Chaticha, Levata.
Right, Shishim.
Levata Shishim. Levata Chatipa,
Miyad. No, Levata Chatipa, Kama, Miyad Neseres, HaChaticha. Okay. Ubishar Chatichos, the Kedera Lo Airi. Right, we're not concerned about the other Chatichos in the Kedera. So let's draw the case. I know you know already. What's the first thing you have to determine? Right, the Mishnah tells you, so no same time. Why? What do you mean percentage? Percentage in terms of what? Right. So how much of this, right, do I have against this?
Is that in terms of time, or if it's less than 60, but
oh, hold on. Wait. For now, good question. Okay, so let's say you mixed up the Kedera. Okay, we haven't talked about that yet, okay? Let's say... Okay, so meaning, because now, okay, now, what am I mixing? Let's just understand for a second. What am I actually mixing here? All right, so you're treating this, right? Once this goes into this, you're treating this as what? A big piece of we'll call it, well, make it simple, a big piece of basar chala. So therefore, well, I have to measure that nesinas tam against the pieces of meat here. But there's another way you can look at it.
The little drop against all the...
Bingo. As you'll see later on, it's a whole question of what happens to that drop of milk, okay, relative to...
You're going
to
want to mix the meat.
Right? Roll clid? Okay. Now, Abaye.
All
right. Tamo v'loma masha, which is exactly like tam ke'ikar. Okay. Tamo v'loma masha, meaning, look at Rashi. Ha das rinan.
Ha das rinan b'chol isurin.
Mishnah seno.
Tam be'hitar. Tam
be'hitar. Behetar. Afalpi.
Afalpi she'en o'chol masha kigon selka.
Silika iser. The Ein Kan. He, stop. Okay? So what's Rashi telling you? Okay? Okay. Step number one. Okay? Tom? Yeah, let me put it in. Yeah, I'm going to talk in a second. Let me just put this in English, okay? I can't translate Tom in English. I don't want to use the word flavor. So I'll put that Tom. It's not a good translation. Tom. Without substance. Okay? Tom without substance, right? Midoraisa. Oh, sorry. Torah prohibition. Prohibition.
Does anyone know what Midoraisa means?
Torah, to make it easier, okay? Tom without substance, Torah prohibition. What is a case of Tom without substance? What does that mean? Our Mishnah is talking about all Isurim, okay? Meaning Tom of Loma Masho applies to every situation of Isur. Give me examples of the situation of Isur. We have Chazer, right? We have Basar v'chalav, we have kachim, right, and chulin, truma and chulin. What? Fine, I know, but I'm saying that's still food related. I'm just saying there's other situations where tam k'ikar will be an issue. Okay, but I don't care what this case are. All you have to know is one thing: tam without substance prohibition is a or an. It's a universal. Universal. Anytime you have a universal in shas, what do they have to tell you right off the bat? Where do you learn it from? You can't just posit universals. There's got to be some case you turn to tell you that this is true. Okay? What? Right. Where do you learn this out from? So what Abaye says is, I'll tell you where to learn out from. Okay? I did.
You translated the first word that you...
Had the Mishnah Seno, Tam Beheter, Afa Pishen Ocha Mamish, even though there's no...
Is
the Gamrina mean?
And it's not finished.
No, we learn out. So it's okay. We learn out mi basar b'chalav. We learn out the principle, the universal from what?
Right.
Basar b'chalav. Okay? Again. So God said what? It's prohibited to eat. Right? When these things are mixed together, I cannot eat them. Right? I cannot eat them. Therefore. Kidigamina on the Kaman, Milos Vashal Shoshapamim.
How
Betara. Bishulo. Right, all I have left is a tam. Umine gamrina, and from this we learn out the holy sirn b'mamatzino. So what's Rashi saying? So this is our paradigm case. If I cook meat and milk together, okay, here, I'll even draw it out for you. If I cook, it was almost like a logic diagram, but if I cook my meat and milk together, okay, this represents the milk, this is the meat, okay, I cook them together, and then what do? I separate them out, okay? What is the status of each of these things? Exactly. That's the best way to put it, okay? What, right, meaning that it's not that this goes back to being meat and milk, rather this is meat milk and this is meat milk. Right, and you can't, that's it. At this point. Okay, what? They're also. Right. It also could be one of Jupiter's moons. Anyway, so. Durabanan? Oh, stop. So maybe you'll think what? Maybe you'll think that what's Durabanan? Okay, so it turns out, by the way, it's Machlokas Rishonim about whether Tom Kicker is meat or rice or Durabanan, but we're not going to get into that. But let's say I held that if I thought. Right, Tom. What's say Omasho is rabbinical. Let's say I thought that. Let's say I thought that Tom Kicker is rabbinical. Okay. Yeah, Rashi. That we don't learn out from Basar B'Chalav, okay? So then now go back to the Gemara. The Gemara says, "My timer." Right. Why wouldn't you learn out from Basar B'Chalav? Because the Chiddush. Okay. Here's where things get really bad. Okay. Now you can start. These things are really. This is so. For now, it's difficult to understand. It's difficult to understand factually and conceptually. It's even worse. Okay. Watch. This is insane. Very, very difficult. Rashi, my taima lo garmina mine mishum the chiddushu. Okay, what's the chiddush of Basar B'Chalav?
Exotic.
What? Exotic. Why?
Because
you're picking
one.
There's two things. Right. Min dishnehem.
Min heter zel levado vezel levado.
Okay. So what's the first thing? Okay, both are mutter. And what's the second thing? Okay, so what's already a problem you have in Rashi?
It's not true.
What do you mean it's not true?
There are other cases.
Yeah. So the Gemara says. Well, 1 second. But now let's say you do say it's a Chiddush. Let's say we're going to go down that road. Has everyone bought into the fact that Basar B'Chalav is unique?
Yes.
So far, it sounds pretty good. And if something's unique, what can't you do? You can't extrapolate a universal. Okay, it's so bizarre. It's such a unique phenomenon. We cannot extrapolate a universal. But here's the problem. If indeed Basar B'Chalav is really such a Chiddush, I'm trying to put a little emphasis there for you, Josh. If it's that much of a Chiddush, right, if you really want to believe it's a Chiddush, that's your cue. Nami. What does that mean? Okay.
There's no
it would still be Aser. Okay, so literally what that means is that if this indeed is a Chiddush and you can't extrapolate from it, then what should you be able to deduce from it? You should be able to deduce that even if it's not no Saint Tom, which I'll explain to you what that means in a second, but even if it's not no Saint Tom, it should be Aser. But how do we know? I'll explain what it is in a second.
In the fork situation or in the.
Basar B'Chalav situation, okay? Before I promise you I'll explain it to you. But I want to understand one thing, okay? Just no, logistically. Well, what it's telling you is that why can't you say less than no Saint Tom is a problem? Because the Mishnah says what? No Saint Tom. So I'm just saying, let's just get the mechanics out of the way to make it easy for us to understand the real issue here. The mechanics are is that Abaye is saying, why can't I deduce? I have to learn from Basar B'Chalav, right? Okay, because if I say it's a Chiddush, if it's really a Chiddush, right, then even, I don't know why yet, even less than no Saint Tom should be a problem. But the Mishnah says, Tipas Chav Shnafa Chaticha Im Yesh Bab No Saint Tom. That would be a problem.
What can't be a Chiddush?
You guys are asking the same thing. The question is going to be, you're going to have to ask is that, I want to explain Rashi in a second, but the question you have to ask is that, one second, you want to say, because it's a Chiddush, you can't extrapolate universal, right? You agree with that. Okay, now what's your question? Right. Why is the fact that it's a Chiddush mean it can't, has to be less than Nosim Tam? That's the conclusion. The conclusion is that according to Abaye, we extrapolate from. Right. Right, but Tucker wants to know why do I have to say that if it's really unique, right, it has to be less than Nosim Tam? Okay, let me just write that down for a second. If Chiddush, right, then less than no same Tom. Why? Now look at Rashi. Look at Rashi. Shh. Rashi. Josh, you're up. E Chiddushu. This is one no one understood, right?
Which one?
E Chiddushu?
I get that.
No.
Tani Mahani?
Masnisen.
Amai
Ktani, why, if it's really a Chiddush, okay, why the Mishnah say that you require Tam? Okay? Delo no Saint Tam, Nami Asr. Even if I have less than no Saint Tam, right, what should happen? It should be Asr. Now, what does that mean, less than no Saint Tam?
Less than.
What does it mean, less than no Saint Tam? It means the smallest amount of milk touching
cold,
the meat. No. What? No, it's never cold.
Why?
It's always hot. Right? What does that mean? Right? Da'afilu koldehu. What does that mean?
That's even anything.
The smallest amount is a problem. Why? Who? Because right. That's the hardest part to read in Rashi. This is what should be bothering you. Rashi's saying, if it's a chiddush, what must you deduce?
Molecule.
Even a molecule. Why? Because it's Basar B'chalav. That's what he says. Ella Shmamina. It's not a Chiddush. Right? No, what's saying? But you can't say it's not a Chiddush. What about these guys? What about the fact that...
They deny that makes it a Chiddush?
Oh, okay, good, good, good. Now comes your Kilayim, or your Shanez. Here it comes. Hakarim. So it's really like... Shatnez or Kilayim.
It doesn't really make it.
The Misri Nami. Okay? That's also Usher. Why?
Nami Mishum Kilayim Tarubat.
Right? So now it's saying this isn't that much of a Chiddush. Why? Because we have a similar case. What's a similar case? Kilayim. But it's not a similar case. Why is it not similar?
Well,
yeah, exactly. There's no cooking involved. This is really going off the rails. I mean, you have to learn how to attack the Gemara properly. This is a big problem. This is an absurd Rashi. But say, you understand what the problem is? If you say it's if you the mystery nami mishum kilayi taraves the came and the lav chiddushu garmin le mizroa b'shel the mystery kol kama the lekatayma. Okay. So what do you see by kilayim? You see that kilayim is also a case where you mix too much of things together and it produces iser.
Right.
So it's saying, don't look at Basa B'chalav as a Chiddush, because it turns out we have a case just like it. But we don't, because this doesn't require cooking.
That's not the essence of
it. Okay, fine. So you'll say that's no different than what? It's no different than taking than Basa B'chalav in the reality of taking two things in a mutter and bringing them together.
But you can't say that, because they're not, it's not two separate things that come together. It's one new entity of Basa B'chalav.
Which comes about through what? Okay, good.
They're fused.
Okay, but how do they fuse?
Through cooking.
Thank you. So the problem is that according to you, right, if I separate out my kilayim, right, guess what? If I separate my shotness out, you know what they go back to being? They always were wool and linen. See, the iser by shotness is having one in the presence of the other. You understand? When I weave them together, that's what creates it. But I don't have a new substance by shotness.